Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. This is an experimental episode where we are actually also filming this for YouTube at the same time, which might work out. It may not.
No.
Someone might die.
I'm just going to reach and grab one thing.
Reach in.
What is, because reach. We have the lights down because this is an extension of our Halloween special.
We're trying shit out.
Okay.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Dino-mite.
We are brighter now. So there it is.
So, yes, as Shannon was saying, this is an extension of our Halloween episode that we just put up last weekend. We had our good old friend Ray over, and we did a selection of Halloween-inspired beers.
Mm-hmm.
So these were a couple additional picks that we had, kind of backup picks.
Yeah.
And what is your pick? Let's start with yours.
I was going off Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I picked this one because she looks like an old creepy witch who can cast spells.
And so I think that beer is called Beldam.
Yeah. Beldam?
Beldam.
Beldam. Beldam.
From Strange Fellows Brewing here in Vancouver. What is the full title?
Beldam Old World Pilsner.
Old World Pilsner.
Beldam. That's what I think of it.
I think that's great.
It's bright, crispy, and herbal.
Crispy.
Herbal. Herbal. I can't say it.
Herbal.
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 There you go.
You can say it either way.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I should read this or not, but there's a lot there.
It's a lot to
read. There's a lot in the dark.
Low light.
It's just witchy. We're just going to go with that.
Neither of our eyes are working anymore in regular light.
Yeah. So.
And I, as you know, have a fear of reading in front of people, reading out loud.
Well, now it's with the mics.
Yeah.
And a camera.
Yep.
So now you're just going to see me.
So now my fear would come back
even
to
more.
Haunt me more.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also I cannot read in the dark, but it has this really cool eyeball in the back, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, Strange Fellows right does some really cool stuff, and like the name says, they're Strange Fellows.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have anything on this, on their website, or no?
In true fashion, I have done very little research.
Well, now I feel like it makes me, I need to read it.
You know what? When I went to their website, to be fair, I tried to do research, but their website on the phone, which might be because of our poor internet at the moment, when I clicked on the label, it swapped out a photo of the beer and then never loaded to anywhere. Okay, so I'm going to read the description of this beer. This is the Strange Fellows Old World Pilsner called Beldam. I think it's called Beldam. That's the way I'm pronouncing it.
Beldam. So, Beldam.
Beldam you, Beldam. If I'm saying it wrong.
That's how I'm...
Crossing paths with a croon is believed unlucky by some. Stooped and toothless, she's a frightful specter of mortality. Those who can hear her gaze and see wisdom, there have nothing to fear. But beware to those who scorn or overlook her. As mother of creation, she can wield her power in wicked ways.
Nice.
By nightmare, illness, or failed harvest. So next time you happen upon an old woman, pour her a glass of this bright, refreshing beer and look her in the eye. Toast her to good health.
Nice.
Beldam.
Beldam.
Jean-Claude Beldam is my favorite martial arts.
I like it. I like it.
Martial artist.
Yeah. Okay, let's pop her open. Hopefully. Okay, I thought sure it was all shook up.
All right.
We're going to pour. I'm going to do a really terrible pour.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to shake up Beldam.
No.
She'll get mad.
I'm pouring so much. Well, I'll finish it.
Good. Again, we wanted mood lighting here this evening, mostly because it hides the laundry in the background. But so you're not really going to get a true reflection or of a coloring of the beer, but I am going to hold it up to the camera so you can see.
No, you can do it. You can totally get it.
Oh, yeah. That looks good.
It's yellow.
It is a Pilsner, so I mean...
It's yellow like the can.
You know what Pilsners look like.
It's bubbly. Look at that bubble.
Yeah, good carbonation.
Yeah, let me see if I can go forward even more. Look at that bubble.
I'm going to try that out. That is nice.
Yeah.
That is lovely. That's a solid Pilsner. Again, we've talked about this in the past, and I've talked about it with my friends.
Ooh, I like it.
Pilsners are often a forgotten category of beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. But more recently, I've been rediscovering them again and trying them again. And so far, I've been liking them. I think Pilsner's, generally speaking, is there beer in that can?
A tiny, tiny
so
bit.
So let's make sure it doesn't fall onto the audio equipment. But we're living on the edge, so you got to do it. Living what do you think of this? Have you tried it yet?
I like it a lot, actually.
Not much of a scent.
It's good. It's like when you go into a bar and you order like their standard in the house. That's not an insult. It just means it's like your go-to like drink. Do you know what I mean? It's good. It's refreshing.
This is what Budweiser and Coors and all of that bullshit should taste like.
That's what I mean. Like,
this is terrific.
It's kind of like your standard in a bar. Like, yeah. This is what you would get. It's got really nice flavor. I was just reading the side of the can. It says, always look for one's fellows in the eye when toasting their good health. Oh, okay. Oh. Oh.
Let's do this. To good health. Never going to get COVID now.
Oh, boy. So we did what they said.
Yeah, this is great.
Let's hope we don't get COVID.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So I like this one. I don't know. I just think it's good. Is this year round?
We should. I was going to say we should go back to Strange Fellows. We haven't gone there in a long, long time. We used to go there because our friends Josh and Emily lived in that neighborhood, but they've since moved to Kelowna.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's moving.
And I just apparently don't go to Clark Drive very often.
No, it's rare. We went downtown today and I was like, what? I haven't been here forever.
Double, to be fair.
Yeah.
We haven't been going to any of the. Really the brew pubs and staying, so
no, it's just, always
but
go always
we could go,
go
there and get cans.
Yeah, I don't think I would stay. I would go pick up some stuff.
Yeah, leave.
Bring your growlers, I guess. Can you get this in a growler? I wonder. This is really good.
I would imagine. Back to your question, I'm not sure if it's a seasonal. Pilsners generally aren't a seasonal thing. They are a great summertime beer, as people like to call it, a lawn cutting beer.
It is a lawn cutting beer.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I like
you
it.
Can also have this in November. I wonder if that picked up on video. I said November and I had a big bubble of spit in my mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You liked it so much you're slobbering?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I
keep rubbing my nose because of my cocaine habit.
I wonder, I would be interested to know if this is year round because I would pick this up if I just want something quick and good and like...
I agree. Yeah. And that's, I think, what I've been doing because in my beer journey, our beer journey, we do a lot of just that sounds awesome. That can looks cool. Mm-hmm. And so we grab a lot of extreme flavored beer. So every once in a while, you don't want to drink just something crazy. Mm-hmm. And this is a really nice go-to solid beer.
And it's witchy.
And it is witchy.
Witchy year round. I like that.
And she get mad at
they
you.
They can stop. Yeah, she actually looks like an old Polish woman.
Yeah.
And I can say that because I'm Polish.
Does that feel...
That's what I'm going to look like when I'm older.
Is that comfortable?
I hope. Huh?
Is that comfortable for you?
Yeah. It looks like you have your back to
there's,
me.
There's comfort. Yeah, I'm twisting around. I don't know why I was doing that.
We're just filming this right off.
This is all new.
All new. So yeah. It's just going to be weird. So you should just do a podcast called Your Back's to Me. And we just talk like that.
Two turned backs. Just, don't turn back.
Just.
You know, like actually, you know, go do it again. Now we're realtors.
With ears? With
Smith
Disney
and
ears?
Smith.
Oh, okay.
We'll find you a home.
Can I wear these if I'm a realtor? Can I sell homes and Mickey ears?
We belong on a bus.
You can just do Disney realtors.
Yeah.
We'll Disney. Decorate the house in Disney Disney mm-hmm. stuff and try to sell you that way.
I'm also, this is a great podcast because I'm really now concerned about seeing
me. I know,
me.
It's
I'm
too
I'm touching
much.
My nose
it's
constantly. The microphone, I don't know where to put it. It doesn't matter. Let's just keep going.
We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
It's a beta. It's a trial.
Yeah.
It's going to get a million views.
Well, okay, we agreed that we like
yeah, this beer is absolutely
and actually,
terrific.
Here's a little bit more
you're
for
putting
you.
It into the other glass. Now you're contaminating my glass, yo.
I thought that was your
what?
Glass.
Come on now.
Come back.
That's okay.
We're just all wrong today.
It's just fun, though. I do like filming this. I think mm-hmm. this is good. It gives us a little bit more information about who we are.
Crazy.
We are weird. We're weird together. That's another podcast that yeah. we do that you could listen to where it talks where it talks, where we talk a little bit more about murder.
Murder? What? We're talking about murder now?
Where we talk about weird shit that we do.
Yeah.
But right now we're drinking.
And we also have another celebration that Biden is the next president of the United States.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm thrilled for my family.
Definitely.
That they don't have to deal with any more crap. So that is awesome.
This is a all-American apple pie beer celebration.
I wish we had apple pie.
I wish we had apple pie, too.
I saw some one hell of an apple pie piece today.
Oh, fuck, you did,
On Prince Charming Dev. He goes to Disney World a lot, but he's at Dollywood right now. And they make, like, the world's biggest pie, I think. And he had a slice of pie, like, I don't know, 6 feet high? Or 6 feet. I wish. 6 inches high or so. It was pretty big.
And for a pie, that's massive.
When you saw that photo, it looked like you just saw the love of your life.
Yeah, it looked amazing.
Your face was pretty priceless.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked great.
Yeah.
And that Prince Charming Dev does a great job. He's got a great, fantastic YouTube channel. Yeah. You should definitely check it out. Does a lot of, he lives in Orlando.
And he drinks beer. Well, he doesn't drink a lot of beer, but he does a lot of drinking at Disney.
He does some whiskey reviews.
A lot of whiskey drinking.
I don't know if he does reviews, but he likes the whiskey.
I know one of the resorts at Disney has a whiskey you can't get anywhere else. It's
exclusive.
It's from somewhere in Africa, and it's an exclusive beer. It's probably at the Wild Animal Kingdom Lodge. What is it?
Yep.
Wild Lodge or whatever
something
that's
like that.
Called. But he often goes there to get that beer, get that whiskey, which looks really good. So we should do that when we go.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
And they're carrying more local beers at Disney.
Yes.
Which I really am thrilled about. Cigar City, I think, which is Tampa, I think. And there's a couple other breweries, too. It's not going to be for long before Disney starts brewing their own beer, like Disney
you would
beer.
Think so.
That would be especially amazing. Have a brewery Epcot. On property.
Oh, fuck. They should
They do
that.
Everything else. They grow their own produce.
Well, that would be the perfect thing for Epcot,
they,
right?
Where they grow, make they have their stuff. Own fish.
Yeah.
They have their own, like,
ponds, fish farms.
Fish farms and stuff. And so why not brew your own beer?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you, I'm saying it now, they're going to do it one day.
It's going to happen. But for over the last handful of years that we've been going, there's been more and more beer options at the Disney parks. And Disney's still, I think, the only park that doesn't have alcohol, but all the other ones do.
No,
but I think
they do.
Disney was, did they now have alcohol?
I thought I seen
Disney
people drink
World?
Alcohol. Yeah, I thought I seen people.
I think
there's
just one restaurant that does it.
I swear I've seen alcohol there.
But traditionally, they didn't have alcohol at all.
Yeah,
but you could get it at Epcot. You could get it at Hollywood Studios.
But I'm pretty sure they've gotten something at one of the restaurants. But you never know. I mean, a bunch of drunk people and pirates. We already experienced a bunch of drunk people on Frozen. On there, which was the best
because
our niece's boyfriend was on there, and we're walking around all the worlds.
Brandon.
And then
we were
taking our photo, and we're singing the Frozen song. He's got his beer up in the photo.
Let it go.
So there you go. So yeah, I'm looking forward to going back 1 year. So I'm just going to wear these ears.
But let's talk more about this fucked up election.
Well, it's not fucked up anymore. It's fucked up. But the outcome was good.
The outcome is good, but I'm still also a little bit nervous of what the fuck shithead's going to do. Should I be swearing this much on YouTube? I don't care. What he's going to do next, because he's clearly a self-centered little prick and crybaby, and he's just continuing to have tantrums. Well, he's had tantrums every day for the last 4 or 5 years.
I see some really great videos today, by the way.
Oh, God, yeah.
There was one of, like, a kid's birthday party, and someone was dressed up as Trump.
Yeah.
And then another guy dressed up as Pence or something. And Trump just throws his body onto the floor and starts crying. All the kids, like, scatter. And he's like, I don't want to go. It was good. I really liked it. There's a lot of, if anything came out of this, was a lot of good memes.
And it hasn't it all been worth it then?
No, not at all.
No. Fuck yeah.
No.
It still amazes me. And let's talk about this. I finally stopped following a handful of people on Facebook because I could no longer handle their bullshit and support of Trump.
Yeah, me too.
So that felt great to just unfollow.
You know, we were already there anyway. We already stopped seeing their posts.
Some I hadn't.
You know, it's like you close the door on them even though you know they're outside.
Yeah.
But now I've literally just launched them off the planet.
Well,
so
part of it is, what the hell is it going to take for these people to finally lose faith in their dude? Because he's just the worst human being ever.
Yeah.
So terrible.
Yeah.
Yet, I don't know. I don't even want to get into it, but it's just, it's
yeah,
so
it's
funny.
A lot. We all know it. We all know this argument.
I don't know what it's going to take. He's done so many illegal things. He's a terrible human being. Let all of these people die from COVID in the United mm-hmm. States. He's 100% responsible for all this shit, but he never takes responsibility for anything. Mm-hmm. And he's just a giant fucking douche. And his whole family
never,
can fuck off now.
He's never brewed beer in the White House like Obama.
Doesn't even have a dog.
I know. What president doesn't have a dog?
Should have had a dog called Eagle Freedom Trump. Or something.
You'll call him Explosive.
Well, the guy didn't, I mean.
Yeah, he doesn't have a dog at all. Like,
what you have to remember too is that, I'm not the first person to say this shit, but he doesn't give a fuck about you. All of you fucking morons out there, not like any of you guys are watching this because you're not, you don't give a shit about craft beer either.
Well, also they know this, so we don't need to.
True.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like saying my opinion, which is just he doesn't give a shit about you. So why are you guys supporting him? And also, can you stop following the fucking jerk on Twitter? Can we see those numbers plummet,
please? I know.
Please?
I see people I follow him on Twitter, and I know they're following just to see the ridiculous post he gets.
But guess what?
I won't.
He
doesn't deserve my follow. I kind of feel like when you follow someone, it's giving them more money in their pocket. And so
it's got 80.
You have to be worth your follow has to be worth following that person because people are paid based on their followers these days.
Yes.
Not Trump in general, but even
him,
actors like aren't getting hired because they may not have enough followers, which is crazy.
Yeah.
No, you could be talented as fuck, but if you don't have a million followers.
But what would be another blow to his ego is again to see that number freaking plummet. He should be completely silenced.
But,
yet,
but it's people just general curiosity what happens to him.
Neither you and I follow him, mm-hmm. but we're still aware of his tweets. You can still read his tweets. So,
I actually don't need to follow him because
no.
people repost it and I see it.
Well, it's trending every single day too.
Yeah.
So the stupid stuff that he says is out there.
But anyway, it's still good news today.
It's terrific news.
I thought we were going to go through a weekend of still waiting for counts of votes. And yeah, so this beer is well-deserved, followed by probably champagne, which I can't have. So this is my champagne.
This is a champagne. This is lovely. I'm really, really enjoying
this.
I'm excited to try the next beer.
I like this. We've actually polished this off fairly fast.
It's going down easy and strange. What a perfect connection.
That's an easy bear.
Yeah.
Easy bear. You can get this thing in bed.
What now?
She's easy.
Like a Sunday morning.
I liked it. I'm glad I picked that out because we were having some doozers on the last Halloween episode.
This would have been such a better beer for us to have because we had one out of three that
were
really
great.
But the
Beetlejuice one was good and like, but this would have been better and it's totally my vibe of witchy stuff. So
do you mind going and grabbing the other Beetlejuice can just quickly to show
it
off? Yeah,
but then I have to
just quickly popping out, and not because you just happen to be closer to the kitchen.
Yeah,
I would normally do it myself. I'm a lovely gracious host and good husband sometimes. When we did it on the last podcast, it was underwhelming. We had high hopes. We loved the label. We loved the artwork. We loved the theme. It sounded like it would be exceptional. I mean, look at this. So this is a local beer. God, you guys are going to probably get sued like crazy now. Yeah, because everyone's going to watch this video. 12-2 people. 12-2. So check this out. The Beetlejuice-inspired can. The beer itself was a beet blueberry boysenberry sour ale. It sounds freaking great. A lot of people that I've been following here on Instagram here locally really loved it. We were not blown away by it.
All three of us were not blown away.
It was a little disappointing and it seemed like an excellent recommendation, but it's just always high hopes. And
it was a folly,
Foamer's folly.
But no.
Oh,
what is the definition
folly?
Of a folly? Doesn't it mean like a fail?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
But that also doesn't mean that we won't like it today because maybe something happens.
Oh, maybe we'll crack it open at the end just to see if we still feel the same way.
I felt like a real Sklar brother there for a second.
Crack it open at the end.
I don't know. I'm going to drink this and then
we
will try.
Is this like a sign?
That
what am I doing?
Really offensive to a lot of people.
What is this?
Right now. Yeah. I don't know if that's a West Coast thing that you just did.
Is this
there,
Vancouver?
But like the people in the East don't like it.
Craft beer.
Yeah, don't do that. I don't know. People are coming for you now.
See, I can't be on camera.
No. We gotta hide. You're already hiding in Canada because of the Americans.
You know what? I was thinking about this the other day.
Tell me.
I'm an American citizen, but a permanent resident in Canada. Mm-hmm. I have now, like, 15 years ago or 20 years ago, whatever, how long I've been here for now.
20.
I still vote in the States, in Florida, mm-hmm. of all places. I got called for jury duty in Florida while I was here. And then I called them and go, well, am I going to buy like $1,000 ticket to come back to reject me for being on jury? And they said, no, we're just going to add you as never call me again kind of situation. But in Canada, because I'm not a citizen yet, I'm just a permanent resident, I can't be called for jury duty. So I'm like in limbo.
You're
I cannot
sweet spot.
Be called for jury duty.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And I've never served jury duty. Not that I'm happy I'm out of it. I'm just saying that I'm...
And you also
there's
have
a little window where I'm in like, can't do it.
So, and also the other layer of that too, which was, yes, you are American living in Canada, but you were actually born in the UK.
I'm a hybrid.
She's a triple threat.
I like calling myself a hybrid now.
I like it.
An American born on British soil, which gave me a British birth certificate, which gave me two birth certificates, a military one and a British. But then I have American citizenship and now I'm in Canada and I'll more than likely do my citizenship paperwork at some point.
I think so.
Be three passports at some point.
Pick one. Which one?
I'll probably use the Canadian one because traveling with a Canadian passport is probably ideal.
People love, and you get free syrup.
The passport smells like syrup.
Yeah.
The American passport, has anybody seen that? Because it's insane. Every page they filled with America, like eagles on one page. They like claimed everything. They even claimed the brothers with the plane, the first people who did the first flight?
The Wright brothers?
They claimed the Wright brothers, which aren't the first people to fly.
First Americans to fly.
Yeah, so people get that confused all the time. There's a lot of people who flew before them.
Fuckers. Yeah.
They just claimed it. Flying. They claim that. They got another page has a space shuttle. Like they've done it all. They have the moon. They have Buffalo. They've done it all. Everything America is known for. And of course, the last page, an American flag.
Well, of course it is.
Massive.
You remember the Colbert Report?
Mm-hmm. That's it's that in a
what
passport.
What it looks like in an official government document.
Yeah.
I wonder when they created that, though. Was that during Obama's time?
It happened when I renewed my passport for the second time here.
When you first moved here, Bush was president. That's when Bush was elected, Bush Jr., in the first 4 years. So that was a long time ago.
So it was a long time
ago. Was another screwed up election. When you first moved here,
nothing is more screwed up than this one.
No, but it was screwed up because I don't remember how long it took for them to decide who was actually president.
But still, it's always stressful, but not like this one. This was like our lives depend on it.
There
situation.
Was way, way more at stake this time.
Yeah, I just felt like this.
Yeah,
like my mom's retired. I worry about her Medicare. I worry about her military pay that she gets after my dad dies. I was worried about that. Just little things like that. And of course, my brother and his wife and their family, I worried that they would be affected. So
and the nieces.
Yeah. So it affects everyone. So and I didn't want that to happen. So.
And you got a lot of people inspired to vote in your family this year.
Yeah,
so
my sister-in-law voted for the very first time.
First time.
You know what I did? I filled out my ballot, sent them a copy so they knew what to vote for. But they still can vote what they want.
To be fair.
But I did the research.
Yeah.
And they feel the same way I feel. And, and of course, they're going to read it and make sure that they're voting for what they want to vote for. But I helped them along. So
it is a bit of an overwhelming thing. Mm-hmm. And the questions on the other stuff that you're voting for.
Yeah, there's a lot of them
can be a little bit.
And I did I took the time and I researched it because some of those things on the ballot are actually written to confuse you.
Absolutely.
So you're going, of course, every American citizen should be able to vote. That was one of the questions. And if you say yes to that, they're going to change the wording in the Constitution?
Wasn't it the Constitution? But what was the word?
It was like they wanted to take. It says American citizens. Any citizen. They wanted to take the word "any citizen" to any American citizen.
Which doesn't that sound like somebody that wasn't born in America, not somebody that immigrated to
I think that was their country, and then
became an American citizen, which
like
allows
that.
You to vote.
I think that was like the let's get it changed, and they'll a lot of people are going to vote yes, and they'll think, of course, why is this even on the ballot? This is dumb.
I'm going to call shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Which was happening.
Please let there be some drunk, some Trump-inspired beers like Orange Crush, or not Crush, but something orangey or... No, but like,
bad. No. We do not honor this guy in any fucking way. We don't put his name on anything. We don't... I've stopped making jokes and doing impressions about the guy.
But like crushing him. Like crushing him, though. Like winning. Or you know what I mean? Like crushing him.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean, but I just like... I stopped.
I know. I don't want to put his name on anything else, but like something like, you're done.
Yeah.
Get out.
Fired.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Good name for a beer, though.
True. Why don't we take a quick break?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to down this, and then we'll try the second beer.
Cool. And let's do elevator music.
Elevator. Loving an elevator. Living it up where you're going. That's what you sing and I drink.
This is our elevator music insert. Can you do that?
Beck had a song called Elevator Music.
You're going to put it here.
I'll get in trouble.
Can I see your elevator music?
Do it. I just turned it into boring music. That's
but
all
you're gonna insert
that's
stuff.
All I know.
You're going to insert stuff in it anyway. Okay.
Oh, they'll be inserting something.
All right. I think we're back.
We are back. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
The beer that I had, my backup pick, my alternate pick for last week's episode, was a brewery here in Vancouver with a great name called House of Funk.
Funk.
So dark, I can't tell it in there.
Need this, a disco
this
ball.
Beer
Imagine
is
a disco
called
ball up there.
Bootsy.
Bootsy.
And I love me.
I love the graphic
this.
Here. This is so, this goes really well with the can.
Yeah.
With this guy.
Bootsy.
It's very like the front though with the eyeball. The House of Funk logo.
So that's the House
goes
of Funk
really
logo.
Well with this. Yeah.
Vancouver Brewery. I don't know who these guys are. I know they make terrific beer.
And they've got a lot of funk.
They do have a lot of funk in their trunk. This is a let me look at it. Let me see this. This is a farmhouse IPA.
Do you need to read it?
I would love to read it. And I would like to read it to you. I just need some more damn light.
Here's your lights.
Okay. Brewed with oats and like with John Oates? Did they brew this with John Oates?
Why not Hall?
That's a terrible fucking dad joke. brewed with oats and raw wheat, Bootsy was fermented warm on a blend of Saison yeast and fruit forward. Oh, fuck you and your goddamn scientific words. I'm going to try this.
Brettanomyces.
If I slur it, Brettanomyces.
That sounds good. I like
when it. When I edit this together, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And generously dry, hot, Mosaic, and Simcoe.
And it's 6.75% alcohol.
We didn't read the percentage on the first beer.
The first beer was 5%.
Okay.
Whoa, this one's going to get us a little hammered.
This is strong beer. strong beer. It says so right there. House of Funk is in North Vancouver.
Cool.
That is across the water.
Across the water.
Vancouver has north, south, and east points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a west side too.
Doesn't every place have north,
it should.
South,
yeah, it does. I don't know why I said it like that. We actually have...
We're the only place that has all directions.
We do. Where that's... Yeah. We know where we're going. Or we don't know where we're going. We're going everywhere. We're going
we're
places.
We're going nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Yeah. Also, let's crack this open.
Crack it, baby.
Great, great, great purple design. Love the Bootsy. It's not really Bootsy Collins, but it kind of is Bootsy Collins.
Bootsy.
Skull.
Bootsy that. I don't know.
Bootsy that. Okay, let me
I'm
pour
excited.
This.
I'm hoping it's purple.
Like
do you think it's going to be purple?
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I was
go
hoping it was purple
and,
too.
Go up so you can see it too.
And again,
don't spill it on
not
me.
On the electronics. It's not purple.
Oh, it's
not
yellow.
Cough syrup. It
it's
is an
our
IPA.
Piss color.
It is an IPA.
Oh, dang.
That's your glass.
Was this, I really wanted it to be purple. That is your glass.
Was this the glass that we poured Pilsner in?
No, this one is.
Oh, look at you taking one for the team. Oh my God, smell that. That smells incredible.
I didn't have to even put my nose up to it that close. It's the smell is literally coming at me.
That is good.
Ooh. I always said.
Go for it.
I always said there should be a cologne that's made with hops.
Yes.
Because that would be all over you.
Yes. How do we get this done? I don't want to drink it. I just want to keep smelling
it. Holy shit. This better not disappoint because it smells really, really pretty. Oh, yeah.
That is damn fucking fantastic.
Whoa. Man, I'm going to be, Ray's going to be disappointed.
House of Funk. You got the funk going on.
You got it. This is good.
Shit.
Mm.
That's great.
Just enough of the hops in there to make it an IPA. It's
nice. If you are somehow watching us for the first time and not familiar with IPAs,
mm-hmm.
not all IPAs are the same. You may think that you don't like IPAs, and that's possibly true. There's a bitterness value of IPAs, and this kind of goes down into the aromatic IPAs, which smells terrific.
It literally, I can't even, like I was saying earlier, I don't even have to hold it up to my nose. It's like coming at me. It's like, I smell good. Smell me. It's good.
I like putting my nose right inside it. It is bloody terrific.
You got a good sniffer for that. Your nose fits perfectly in little glasses.
Are you calling me big nose?
No, I'm calling you little nose. It's a good pointy nose that gets in there.
This is not a little nose.
But it gets in the glass. It like gets in there.
True.
I have like a mushroom. You have a pointy one.
But you are way better at picking out things. You're always smelling things that happen 3 to 4 seconds before I get them.
That's true.
We're driving along in the car and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, that smells gross. And I'm like, what? Nothing. 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 Oh, there it is.
There it is.
It's just, it doesn't make any sense. And when we're trying beers and flavors, you are always able to pull stuff out that I don't have that ability yet.
I think more so now because I don't eat sugar, I don't eat carbs or anything now because of my diabetes, and I kind of feel like my taste buds have like revived themselves. So when I put something in that's like, holy shit, my taste buds are going nuts. This is good.
Okay, we need to go to House of Funk.
Where is this place?
North Vancouver.
Why are we not gone?
The Vancouver brewery scene has exploded like crazy in the last handful of years. And I was on top of it maybe 5 years ago when we were going to all the new places as they were opening up.
Yeah.
It's out of control. And it means probably slowed now in this last year. But there's so many places that we've been drinking their beer, but we've never actually gone to them. They've never been to their locations.
I was trying to look at their location. Where is this? I don't have my glasses. So
it is over on the Esplanade. So right over sort of in that area where the sea bus goes into.
Yeah. Ooh.
The sea bus is a water vessel that travels across the inlet from Vancouver to North Vancouver. And I don't know how long it trips. Maybe takes 20 minutes or so. But it goes right into North Vancouver.
Did you already read this?
I did. Didn't I?
I think so. But it's
I did.
Made with Mosaic and Simcoe.
Yes.
Which I'm a big fan of those, especially Simcoe.
Oh, I cannot get enough of this beer. This is fantastic.
I'm digging you, House of Funk. I like it.
I see you, House of Funk. Also, impressed with the name.
Please tell me they serve like different kind of food. I want like Cajun or something there.
We got to go there. We got to go
there.
I should
look it up. Do they have a website?
I bet they do. They are a real business.
Not all real businesses have website.
That's true. I'm going to pour a little more. I'm going to pour you some more, too.
Okay.
That's terrific.
Well, I just Googled House of Funk, and I got Sandra Funk.
Who's Sandra Funk?
I don't know, but she owns houseoffunk.com. So,
are they House of
what
Funk
domain
dot
does House of Funk Brewing?
There you go. You got
but
it now.
Someone else owns House of Funk, and she looks like a realtor.
Her last name's Sandra Funk?
Yeah.
I want a fucking party with saying you, Sandra Punk.
Wow. Sandra Funk. Their labels are so cute. Look at the label on that one.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. That's a sour ale.
We'll
insert
that
video. I'm in trouble. I can't have this one, though.
Why not?
It's a rice beer. Lager beer.
You can make anything sound great when you add an accent on top of it. That's just a hot tip. Hot take.
Mm-hmm.
Lager beer.
Dang, they have so many good-looking beers. What is this?
Stop the press. Who is that?
What the fuck is this?
But describe it to the people listening to the audio version of this podcast.
Okay, it's a normal can. It's called a Brazil filter.
Yep.
And it has this weird top on it, kind of like a screw top.
Like a thermos?
Yeah. Wait, it says whole beans. What am I looking at here?
What the what?
Is this coffee?
Are they using whole beans in the coffee?
This coffee was a joint effort. It's coffee. What? They sell coffee. We should get this coffee next.
Why aren't we going there?
Brazil's coffee market is somewhat under-regulated, so it can be a challenging region for traceability. We are fortunate to have partnered with a supplier who family owns a farm and produces excellent coffee. What? They serve coffee.
We're going there this week.
Okay. I'm just fascinated by the jar. So we're going to have to go there tomorrow.
So is it coffee? We may be able to go there tomorrow, but we just bought new tires for our car. We are going to be selling our car. And hot tip. You sell a car with new tires, that car fucking sells. However, got tires last Sunday. I've had to fill the rear driver's side tire twice now. So tomorrow morning, we're going back, getting it looked at. Either it's a defective tire.
And playing the waiting game.
Or we drove over a nail the second we fucking left that joint.
Oh, snap. I'm still looking at their products because once I taste a beer I like, I am fascinated with their brewery. They have a Rwanda coffee, your favorite kind.
What the hell?
You are.
So it's beer or it's coffee? It's both.
What are you doing to me?
Oh, this is great.
I love it.
So if we get the tire figured out, sorted out in the morning, we can drive there.
Yeah.
And we can figure out what's going on.
They have so much. They're sold out of this one, the sour ale.
Right.
But holy,
I'm also going to alert them to this podcast and YouTubes that we're doing. And, we should try and get them on the show here. We should go ask for an interview and find out where House of Funk comes from and what is the funk going on there.
Yeah, I'm. There's this Valhalla Wild Pale Ale they have that has like a Viking on it. It's pretty cool.
Valhalla, like the new Assassin's Creed game?
Kind of.
Look at you guys go.
They're like nerdy too.
They,
I love it.
I think we could be best friends with these guys.
I know we had the Diana.
Diana was great. We enjoyed that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
I am impressed.
Like how I double checked. Didn't we enjoy that? Didn't we?
I think it was good. It was a good drink. It was like the Belle Dame. It was very easy drinking.
So show the picture of that, but I'll insert that too. That's Belle what Dam. She said. No, the House of Funk Diana was a beer that we had last week. After we recorded the podcast, and this was a beer that the guys made to honor their aunt that I think passed away shortly after or right as they were opening up their brewery. And so it was a beer to honor her, which I think is absolutely fantastic. And it was a terrific beer. I think can you remind me what it was? Was it a Saison?
Let's read the page, but let's go see.
Out.
I don't think it was a Saison. It's a Brett Saison. Yeah. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Brett? B-R-E-T-T?
Yeah.
Brett.
Don't know what that means. I'm going to ask them about that.
It's your preppy friend.
Brett.
Yeah.
How many Bretts have you known?
I don't think I've known any Bretts. Only on like movies.
I knew two.
What?
Yeah. Never knew a Chet. Knew two Bretts.
Ooh, in high school?
Elementary school. And when I went to BCIT.
What's weird is when you name your kid something weird, like an adult name, like Bob.
That's an adult name? He's Bobby.
Bob's short for something.
What Robert.
And then they start calling their baby Bob. Baby Bob. I can't.
Bobby.
I can't.
Robbie.
I guess you do Bobby, but
Robert.
It's just weird, like Brett. Baby Brett. Is Brett short for something?
Well, okay. I love this conversation already. Because my two grandmas, One was named Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Hambly.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I think it was Medill. It was her maiden name, Pearl Medill. And then that was my mom's mom. And then on my dad's side, his mom was named Mona Wales, who later became a Smith. So Pearl.
Mona Wales must have been made fun of
Mona Wales
so hard in high school.
Pearl. Mona and Pearl, you don't hear those names ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you don't hear names like, what's a modern name these days?
Does anyone name their kid Diana? Although, since Wonder Woman, they might.
They might.
Kyle. Oh, there's some people that name their, like Esther.
Esther. Mm-hmm. There's an old lady name.
And that comedian, Esther.
Yeah.
She makes fun of her name, and her new comedy show is called My Name is Hot. Or something like that. My name is hot, or something like that.
But it's funny how names go in and out of fashion, and
I like some of those.
Yeah, but I mean, Mona and Pearl, you don't hear those names around anymore.
I know my great great grandmother's name was Josephine.
There's another one.
I love that name. That name was really nice.
Great name. I'm trying to think of like modern names. Deacon.
Ew.
Terrible name.
Deacon's a dick.
Sorry, Deacon.
Yeah.
There's other names. I don't want to say this one.
What? Just do it.
She's not going to see it.
She's not going to see it. But
that name
made me work for someone, though.
My last manager, her daughter's name was Malia.
That's okay.
But where do you think she heard that from?
You know what, though? I watch...
Influenced by the Obamas, which is great. Beautiful name.
But you know what? I watched the Below the Deck Mediterranean, or one of those Below the Decks.
Mm-hmm.
One of the girls' name is Malia on there.
Is what?
Malia.
Malia. Okay.
So.
How old was she?
Like young. In her 20s. Early 20s.
Okay. Okay. Well, this Malia was like 5 years old. So it's just like, okay, you name your kid after, is your other daughter? You have another daughter? You name her Sasha?
But I like Malia.
It's a great name.
It's a great name.
I don't mean to make fun. I'm just saying when she told me her name, I was just like.
It's just that's the only Malia you ever know.
Because I'm an asshole.
But Malia's a nice name.
And I guess that's exactly right.
And you didn't go name your kid the same name that everybody else has named their kid.
Eric.
Bob.
Donald Jr. Ivanka.
Oh, God. No.
There better be zero Ivankas.
Well, I was named Shannon Lee, which I got made fun of for so long in England when I lived there because they're like, that's a dude's name.
Right.
I actually dated someone named Shannon Lee as well.
It's fucking cool.
Shannon and Shannon. Like Shannon Simon and Simon.
Exactly. Like, did you guys solve crimes?
We did, but we should solve crimes.
We
Smith
could.
Smith? It Smith just sounds Smith. Like we make things.
Smith and Smith. There's nothing going on there.
Smith and Smith?
We got to solve this crime. Let's call Smith and Smith. It just doesn't. Let's call the Smiths.
That's why it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
You would say the Smiths or Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Which is kind of already taken, but I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is freaking great.
This is good. I'm actually looking forward to going there.
And we may be going there tomorrow with our brand new tire.
I expect a disco ball on the ceiling.
I hope... There's a bunch of fucking...
What do you envision this brewery looking like? Because I don't know anything.
Well, you remember the band Parliament?
No. Wait. What do they
Google,
say?
Google, I'll wait. Parliament.
Is it a Canadian band?
Bootsy Collins was in the band Parliament. Do you know who George Clinton is? The originator of... The band Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
P-Funk. I'm just going to keep saying words.
Funk-o-matic.
We got the funk. Oh, gotta have that funk. Ow. We got the funk. This is exactly what I want to hear when I fucking walk into a house of funk.
And them wearing those clothes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Okay, I've heard this. Oh, that's amazing.
So
I'll stop that though, because
in the 90s, when I was exposed to Parliament and being a Canadian, where we have.
It just sounds like you said you're exposed to Parliament like you're really into government.
Well, that's just it. In Canada, we have a parliament.
Yeah.
So I thought, wouldn't it be fucking great mm-hmm. to open up a bar called Parliament?
Oh, my God. Everybody sits
like, on two different sides.
Two different sides.
And every hour.
And there's one desk in the middle, which is the bar.
Yes.
And
every hour, there is a debate.
There's a Speaker of the House, which is like the band or the DJ.
No, 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 no. First, there's an actual debate. So, like, we pick a topic, and either side actually debates, and it's a whole freaking thing. Ooh. And then, once the debate is over, you fucking drop some parliament, and people get down for, like, the next hour. It's just dancing and that awesome music.
Yeah. That never
exists.
And
then we have another debate.
I think if you go to Portland, that might exist, but not Vancouver.
It could have existed 20 years ago.
I don't understand why bars don't
understand.
But I don't
follow through on my ideas.
Yeah, I don't know why bars don't understand that we like themes.
We love themes.
We love themes, and the more involvement I need to get, the more I'm going
to
be there.
The thing, all you need to do is go to Portland and come back and with all of the ideas that they've already done down there and do it in your city.
Yeah.
You've got a successful business.
There's a hotel there that their whole hotel is like old black and white movies, which is amazing. And so all the pictures on the wall of black and white movies, they're playing black and white movies. And like certain days of the week, you go to the rooftop and you watch old movies and vintage cocktails.
Yeah.
On the rooftop.
Rooftop.
Vancouver. Why aren't we doing this?
Because again, I don't know. Because we didn't start these ideas.
Anything I can just do something out of the ordinary and make it fun. I mean, do you remember? I know Victoria did a thing I wanted to do, which is the old hotel in Victoria, not that castle in Victoria. What's it called?
It'll come to me.
That movie was filmed there.
Where the X-Men was filmed?
X-Men were filmed.
It's
Hatley
not,
Castle.
It's not. Is it Hatley Castle?
I think it's Hatley Castle.
Or is it the other castle?
Royal
Roads University is
on
there.
On Halloween.
Yes.
Well, not this year, apparently, but years past, they did a clue night where you can come and they lock you all in and you do clues and you have cocktails and you explore the castle and try to solve the clue. That, to me, is so amazing. I want more stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like that whole traveling Harry Potter thing where they create the lunchroom, the dinner room, whatever.
The dining hall.
The main hall.
Yeah, the dining hall. Yeah. Main hall.
And they travel to different cities and do that experience.
Daryl Hall.
We need that. Fuck, we had that.
I got Daryl Hall and John Oates in this podcast.
Yes.
Fucking rule.
They might have come to Vancouver once to do that. I don't remember, but I would totally do it. Anything themed, I'm there. Like.
Yeah. Can I remind you?
If I have to dress up, you've got me.
Can I remind you of another place we went to in Portland? A movie theater called The Living Room?
Yes,
that was good. So this was just a movie theater, but instead of chairs, they had couches.
Mm-hmm.
So every row, there was couches.
Reclining couches.
Reclining couches. Some of them were just sort of, not lazy boy, but you weren't sitting in a regular movie theater chair.
Kind of like what Landmark Cinema is now, in a way, but a little separated, a little different.
Different.
Yeah.
And it would play...
It had trays, too.
Yeah.
Like, trays came down. Yeah.
And I think they even delivered drinks to you or no? That might have been somewhere else.
They did. The lobby was a bar.
It was a bar because it's Portland.
But you know what they also did? They gave away posters to past movies.
Right.
As well.
Yeah.
And so you can order a whole dinner too and either eat it in the lobby at their tables or take it with you inside the movie theater, which I really loved. I know some places like Orlando and stuff do that too, like dinner and a movie kind of situation. But it was great. It was small, too. So it wasn't like a ton of people.
That's right.
Which made it really nice.
And I think that's what's going to, I mean, what is going to happen to movie theaters post-COVID? But I think they need to do something like that. Because, I mean,
we've
got a couch here. And we're going to end up watching
Wonder Woman
here and James Bond here. We used to go to movies on a regular basis because we have a place called Landmark Cinema that had like reclining seats.
Yeah.
But you didn't pay extra for it.
Mm-mm.
It was reasonably priced and just a terrific movie theater and super comfortable. And if the movie sucked, you just fell asleep and it was great.
What's at home is at least I can get up and go pee though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we actually used to go regularly. We didn't necessarily, we went at least once a month. And if there were new movies coming out in sort of like movie season, we would go like every week.
Yeah.
And also our movie partners, They're now moving. What's everybody moving away from us?
I know. What
did we do?
What did we do? I think we need to move.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. But, well, our plan was to move to Orlando.
Potentially.
But I don't know if that's going to happen now. We'll see.
I get a good job.
Look at that. The ears just popping off my head. They're gonna go.
Back to COVID and movies and how all of this is changing and how movie theaters are going to have to figure something out. Because now we used to have to, if you really wanted to see a movie, you'd go to the theater. Our nieces and nephews don't, here in Vancouver, don't really go to the movie theaters. They don't even watch shit on a TV. They watch it on a laptop and they're happy with that. We love the big screen appearance. We didn't go to the movie theater for about 7 months, but then you know what got us back to the movie theater?
Old movies.
We got to go see Empire that Strikes Back in recliners on the big screen.
But we were like not the almost the only ones there. There was maybe two other couples and we were all spread out.
Maybe
six people. I think there was supposed to be an eighth couple, but they didn't show.
Yeah.
And so it was great. We had six people.
Because I don't remember when that movie came out. 84?
Yeah.
83?
Yeah.
I've not seen Empire Strikes Back in the movie theater since then.
And I feel like Landmark did a pretty good job. I didn't feel... still brought, like, because they have the leather recliners, I still brought, like, wipes and because they're just spraying the seats.
It's a little weird.
Which is weird. I need to wipe it down. So when we got there, I just wiped down the seats and stuff. And
I actually smacked it up, flipped it, and rubbed it down. Oh, no.
And then went and washed our hands before we got comfy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the first time we went. Mm-hmm. Well, it was like a month ago. Has it been a
month? A couple months ago, maybe.
Yeah, I was really hoping to see Wonder Woman in the theater.
Yeah, so was I.
If it's an option, I would probably choose it.
Well,
I would probably watch it at home and then go to the theater to see it. But the experience is with other fans, too, so that may not be
I don't care. I never want to leave our house again. It's great. Bring all the entertainment
to us. You
want to
leave
us.
The house?
Bring the entertainment to us. Yeah.
It's not funny. It's you stay home so much now and then you go out and all the sounds and all the people are just too much anxiety now. What I experience now.
Yes, we are all getting slightly damaged in this COVID.
Like seeing another person.
We've been
like,
very fortunate. We've been very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
And we've both kept our jobs. You work at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now back working at home. We've been really, really lucky. It's been great. But we are getting damaged. There's no question. Because I've been experiencing a little bit of anxiety too. And part of it is because people suck.
Yeah.
Can we just say this right now? Which is, if your nose is fucking sticking out of your mask, that's like having your cock over top of your pants.
I know. It looks like I'm seeing their private parts because they're just like, and it, you know, it's like this half on.
Yeah.
Kind of, it's like the hipsters, the little fuckers who have their pants down their butt. That's what it feels like to me. Like it's just kind of like down. It doesn't make any sense. Like it, just put it up.
And
just
now, really, what I've also realized now is that the nose might be the least sexiest part of a person's face.
Yeah, you can see people's eyes now. Like it's like, because people's eyes stick out more.
Think about this: the horrible Hollywood racist movie standard of people wearing veils, and it's like, oh, Sinbad and the Seven Veils, and she sees this hot, beautiful lady that's all covered up, and you can only see her face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you saw her nose sticking out of that, it wouldn't be so sexy anymore.
Well, noses aren't the best.
So it's like you're seeing the eyes and like a masquerade party where you see everybody else's face, but then you don't, like, it's weird.
Well, that's why masquerades are good, because you're seeing people. I feel like you see people's soul through their eyes, so you're seeing like the person versus like this breathing mess over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I always thought you could see, if I look into your eyes, I can see your soul almost. Like,
look into your eyes.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Like I can see what people. It's funny how much expressions you could give with an eye.
Yes.
Or eyes.
Hungry eyes.
Like you don't need to see. I mean, it's nice to see the smile because they don't see you smiling. So you just look like you're never smiling. But I can see it in people's eyes.
Working my ass off underneath that mask to let people know that I am like acknowledging them, smiling at them, and generally a really nice guy.
Not me.
But you know what it is? Like you're nodding to people and there's this exchange.
Oh,
like
yeah.
there's moments.
Well, that's why you throw the thumbs up. Like, hey,
yeah.
Fonzie it.
Exactly.
Hey.
It's so hard to communicate.
We need to do, in you know, bring in dance moves. Like a quick dance move.
Like the Elaine dance?
I'm happy
dance?
To be here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just throw that in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, nose is not sexy. I didn't know that. I never knew that before. Who do you think? Okay.
Yeah.
So, sexy noses. Is there somebody that's famous for having, I mean, there's people.
Halle Berry.
Sexy nose?
Probably.
Oh, you're 100% right.
Does she have anything wrong with her?
No, she's freaking gorgeous.
I'm beginning to think she's a robot.
So there's people known for their lips. There's people known for their eyes. There's, generally speaking, people known for their noses would be like rather large and like Carl Malden had a very giant nose, but nobody said, oh God, look at that sexy nose. Okay, so if I just look at her nose, it's a cute little button nose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this nose was peeking out at me over a mask?
It's like seeing your butt crack. It's like a whale's tail.
Okay, the whale tail.
The whale tail's a whole nother situation.
But there's some sort of level of sexiness to that?
What? I don't even know you anymore. A whale's tail?
But it's risque. It's like, oh my, look at that.
A whale's tail is not risky.
Risque.
It's not risque.
Well, it,
wait a second. Okay. You find a whale's tail sexy?
First of all, you don't see them anymore. But what I don't...
You see them all the time.
Not now.
Oh, please. They're
everything is high-waisted jeans again, which are terrible and look awful on everyone. You kids should stop wearing them because
those,
we lived through it in the
80s. Those
kids
are going to bring back the whale's tail. Oh, it's like when they used to wear
back.
The Calvin Klein or like underwear, men's underwear outside of the seam of the pants.
When is that fucking thing going away?
Oh.
That hipster or hip hop pant thing has been going on for 30 years now.
Yeah.
How is this still a thing?
I don't know. Every time I see it, I feel, you know, I never thought I'd see the day where I'm acting like a older person. Because I'm 45, apparently, because my phone told me so the other day, and I remembered I was 45, and going, I just don't understand kids these days. Why am I that way? Because I remember going, I'm never going to feel that way, and now I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
I remember driving in my car when I used to go to work,
mm-hmm.
and this was maybe, it's either... It's got to be a year to eight, it's probably 18 months from now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're driving along and you look over as you're stopped in traffic. There's a girl, like a high school girl, waiting for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And she was wearing ripped jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But there was way more rip than jeans going on.
Oh, that's still happening.
My reaction was, her parents let her leave the house under that? And then I was like, who the fuck did I just turn into?
I saw a girl the other day wearing ripped jeans, not ripped at the top, at the bottom. Like it was like a...
Like the Hulk?
Like the Hulk. And I looked at you and I go, the Hulk, man, she's turning into the Hulk. It just looks ridiculous. And yeah. Either that or she looks like a horse, like a Shire. And I just winged to put a saddle on her.
Oh
boy.
Rida.
You look like a Shire.
Shia.
Shia. What's the other big horse? There's Shire and another one.
So here's what's interesting. We don't have kids. So mm-hmm. clearly that if we had kids 20 years ago.
Clydesdale. There it is. Sorry.
These feelings would have happened because we had a son or a daughter. Mm-hmm. More likely, I guess, if we had a daughter, it would have been like.
Oh, you think we would have had a daughter?
But I'm just saying, no, it would have had this reaction to things, right?
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere, I just had this thing where it's, you know what? I'm going to relate this to the Gilmore Girls.
Everything relates to the Gilmore Girls.
There was a time when...
There you go, old person. There was a time.
There was a time when you're watching the Gilmore Girls.
Back in my time.
When there's the... I'm of a certain age, so I'm on the side of Rory versus Lorelai.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where it was just like, oh no, she can't do that. Rory must go back to college.
I know, I was so mad at her for so long.
And so
that is so unlike Rory.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, at some point, your viewpoint. I was 30 when I was watching Gilmore Girls with you. Mm-hmm. So I should have been, and probably was, the similar age as Lorelai.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I was still 17.
I'm always 17.
Yes. There's a John Mellencamp.
Actually, I'm more 13.
There's a John Mellencamp lyric called, 17 has turned 35. And when I went to a friend of mine took me, a family friend, he was older. He happened to be around 35. Mm-hmm. I was 17. He took me to the John Mellencamp concert. And when that line lyric came up, I can't remember the song. Cherry Bomb. Nailed it. 17 has turned 35.
Mm.
He's looking at me when he reads this, and he's living through me, because mm-hmm. I'm 17, just happened to be, and I didn't get it until I turned 35, and you still fucking feel like you're 17.
Always. I'm sure there's people who are like 90 years old and feel 17.
Yeah.
Your body may not be working, but your mind still feels like you're young.
Yeah.
Your mind never ages, unless you have like the forgetful disease. What's it called?
Dementia?
Dementia or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's weird. Alzheimer's. Too bad we can't switch bodies at some point to feel
you can in the movies. Yeah. They do it all the time. Yeah. We're due for another body switching movie.
Body switching?
Yeah.
Would you switch to?
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of body would you put yourself in?
What kind of body would I switch?
What would you request if you had to fill out a little app to order a new body?
Oh, shit.
Isn't that sort of like a movie already where you they when there's a movie where you die and you get into a new body? There is a movie like that.
There's many movies like that.
Yeah, but there's something recent.
But let me answer the question.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Zac Efron.
What?
It's a handsome dude. And he's younger than me. Oh, yeah. You don't think Zac Efron's a handsome fella?
Why did you say John Hamm or like the guy who plays Superman?
Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
I guess, sure.
Handsome dude.
Yeah.
Ripped.
Yeah.
I just went with for the younger hot dude.
I'm just dumbfounded by Zac Efron.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, but there's other ones like that are even more beautiful.
I guess so, but
The Witcher really... though.
Yeah, The Witcher's pretty cool.
Yeah.
However, we only watched one episode.
I know.
We've got all of
but
that to watch.
But this is Henry
Cavill.
Yeah, who plays him. So.
The hots for Henry Cavill. Who doesn't?
That's funny.
John Hamm hasn't done anything in a while.
Yeah, but if you had to fill out a survey, not saying I want Zac Efron's body, or just saying, like, what kind of arms do you want? Or face? Or
arms or face? You know that's good arms is the kid that was in Gossip Girl that's now on The Boys who plays The Deep. He got some pretty carved out arms.
Oh, the Aquaman looking.
Yeah, the Aquaman guy.
The Aquaman guy.
That guy's been doing some arm shit.
Probably because he has to wear a tight suit.
And that's all he gets to show off is the arms. So he's got some good shoulder development.
Yeah.
And some big bicep and trap.
Yeah.
Triceps. It's the word.
So you said you'd order big arms? Big arms, little body?
Big arms. Then I could go sleeveless.
Oh. I didn't know you were desired to go sleeveless.
I don't know.
Maybe in Florida in the middle of August.
Gun show. Sun's out, guns out. That's a great shirt.
Oh my God. We were in a gift shop in Florida and that was like one of the shirts we saw is Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, we're definitely in Florida.
Okay. Reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
What body are you going to request?
I don't know. I would order a duplicate.
Question.
A duplicate?
What's a duplicate?
A duplicate of myself.
You just get yourself again?
Because it'd be weird to be someone else.
Oh, come on. There's got to be somebody's body that
I'm gonna
you want to
I'm going to be a
dude.
I'm going to be a dude.
Dude looks no. like a lady. Zac Efron?
I don't know.
I didn't know, and I just threw a name out there. You must
I know. I'm trying. Oh, you want me to throw a name of a person?
Yeah, that's how
Halle Berry.
Yeah, beautiful skin.
I even want the color because you don't ever have to get sun.
You know what? How old is Halle Berry? Can we look that up? And she probably looks fucking incredible.
How old is Halle Berry?
Let me guess. 52.
Wait. Oh, wrong page.
Hey, Siri. How old is Halle Berry?
I got it. 54.
Fuck yes. I was two. I was two off.
Jeez. I hope I look like that at 54.
Like we all hope we look like that at 54. Even now.
Yeah.
Nah,
well, you know what? A fun fact, she's also a diabetic.
She is a diabetic. Mm-hmm. Type 2? Type 1? Yes,
I think 2.
Type 2.
So, yeah, she's
crushing the diabetes.
Has the same struggles as I.
Yeah.
So I did pick the right person. I'll still get diabetes, though. Your body comes with diabetes.
That's right.
Yeah.
You'll know how to use it. You'll know how to take care of it.
I'll know how to use the body.
You'll know how to take care of it. Don't need the manual.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a finger already pricked.
Jesus.
Apparently the 6.7% alcohol is kicking in.
Let's sum up these beverages. Let's recap.
Okay.
Beldam.
Beldam.
Absolutely delightful. We got 2 out of 2 beers tonight. Oh,
Beldam.
Let's do one last thing, which is crack open the Beetlejuice. We promised we would do it.
Whoa.
We should maybe...
What do you mean? You got to say that right.
Crack open the Beetlejuice? Oh. I can't remember the whole exact sentence.
How do you bring Beetlejuice back?
This thing loose?
What the hell are you talking
about? It's on
the
can.
No. You know this movie.
I know this movie, but I'm blanking out on the sentence.
How do you bring him around?
We say Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Thank you.
But also, there's a slogan on the can.
But I'm not talking about the can.
Yeah, I know, but if you read it out, it's going to be absolutely perfect right now.
It's beet blueberry. Wait.
Nope.
It's just beet juice.
Might I have that? And let's say, oh, fuck, how did I forget this? Let's turn on the juice and see what shakes loose.
That he didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Really?
Let's turn on the juice and see what shakes loose.
Oh, okay. Now that you said it like that, that sounds so familiar. Also, yeah. Really good interpretation.
Michael Keaton was
that was amazing.
Best,
can we just do a whole podcast of you speaking like Beetlejuice?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what?
I
need to get you a Beetlejuice costume, and I can be Lydia.
Yeah, we should do that. Oh, and that'd be a great costume.
You can totally speak like that, and it would work for you.
And my throat wouldn't be completely wrecked after it. Oh, yeah, that would be fun. As long as when we cosplay, at any given moment, I can do the snake thing that pops out of his head.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be incredible.
That would be incredible.
Shake it loose, bro.
But you could do the Beetlejuice with his arms rolled up in the, you know, you like do the carpet and you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that would be great, too.
That would be amazing.
Okay, so we need to quickly rinse the glasses.
Okay, you
I think.
Go rinse
or,
them.
Or we do that. Okay,
there's a lot right. of work for this headgear.
Okay. This is yours?
Yeah.
This is mine?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Shake it loose, brother.
Shake it loose.
Wife.
It's hard to pour up. Oh, boy. Last time we didn't finish this can. We actually all decided not to drink the rest of it. So it's like a... We're hoping it was more like a Prince Purple. Let's see if I can get it. Let's see. Yeah, see, it's like a pinky color.
It's a nice color. I don't want to say it's cough syrupy color.
It is cough syrupy color.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I left the mic for a second to show the camera.
Okay, so I don't dislike it as much as the other day. It's really kind of grape juicy.
Yours is more foamy than mine.
You want to switch?
No, I'm just saying yours is more foamy.
Well, let's try both glasses.
You
to see
switch?
If there's some extra carbonation
going on. Are you
going
to give me COVID?
On. Totally.
Mm. That is a stinky foam.
Also my name in high
school. Have you ever, you know what I mean? Like the foam itself has a smell?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm. It's still not my favorite.
Okay. Taste buds are a little bit out there because we did have the IPA, the Bootsy. I don't dislike it as much as I did the other night.
Yeah.
Challenges with the different berry flavors is these, they all feel synthetic-y to me. So then
yeah.
you immediately get cough syrup.
Yeah. I'm not enjoying it. I want to make the face when you don't like something. That's
so it sorry, sucks, farmers, Folly.
I really wanted the Beetlejuice to be really good. I expected, like, I mean, it makes sense to use blueberry, but or beets or whatever they use, but
well, making a beets beer.
I'm glad we gave it a second try.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we could be off, or I don't know, or just have a cold or something and taste different.
And again, maybe it's also not a fair assessment because of the two other things that we just drank.
I don't think so. We didn't.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I still am like, if I see it on the shelf again, I probably wouldn't buy it.
That's kind of true. I don't know. I don't mind it. I like. I'm gonna say I like.
Can
it.
You say that again?
What
in Beetlejuice language?
I like it. I just like it.
You do like it. That sounds like Donald Trump a little bit.
I will not do the Donald Trump.
No.
I just think I like
so
it.
So you're changing your mind? You're saying you like it now?
I don't dislike it as much as I sound like a politician.
You sound
I don't,
like you're talking about family. Kidding.
Terrible.
I'm terrible.
I don't hate it as much as I did the other day.
Mm.
Why can't I just say I like it? I'm okay with it. I'm not wowed. I don't taste beets. I don't taste things. It's just difficult. It's difficult with different things, but I respect the they went for it. They tried it.
The can design is good.
Doesn't mean you won't like this, because many people did. I mean, beer is totally subjective.
Yeah. Honestly, the House of Funk like blew me away. Both these beers were good tonight. But this okay, to me good. Is I- like
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, having these two, like, were amazing. But then you give me this, it's like, why did you tease me with diamonds and then give me, like a fake
glass?
Zirconia. What is it? Zirconia?
Cubic zirconia.
There you go. Why would you give me diamonds and then give me this? Like, it's, I don't know. I just like you said, it's cough syrup. It feels like I'm trying to get my cough syrup down for the evening.
I was just sipping it and sipping it and sipping it and thought it was okay. Then I took a big gulp of it and it hit the back of my throat. And now I just got cough syrup and now I don't love it again.
So it's a confusing beer for
it
you.
It is confusing. And that's because I don't know how to use my palate just yet.
You know, last time I said you have to put it all in your mouth, which sounds very dirty.
She did say that.
Do a bunch, like a mouthful, and then swish it around. It's a different flavor.
And I wonder if I should be doing that more with beverages. I need to learn.
Mm. I can't do that. I have sensitive teeth.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good when you do that. But we didn't do that with the other beers. So I need to do that now
that
with
I've
all beers.
Swished it around in fighting the sensitive teeth issue.
It's all over. It's
good. All over now, and I feel like I have to brush my teeth.
Yeah, it's not good.
I feel like I just drank a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then, we fucked up. Or.
Well, we gave it a second try.
We did give it a second try, and that's good.
And you had like you a weird, like bipolar moment where you went, I love it, to I hate it again.
But I also had a bit of a breakthrough, which is maybe I've been sampling beer in the not the perfect way. Maybe I do need to take it all into my mouth. Can't
that's
believe
what
I'm
she
saying
said.
That. But maybe that's part of it, because maybe I'm not, you know, your tongue has different it accepts flavor and tastes different things in different parts of your tongue. It absolutely does. There's yes.
This is like the 13-year-old of me. Just I can't listen to this. Not
it's very, very nerdy.
No, it's not nerdy. I can't listen to it without thinking that's dirty.
Nerdy and dirty.
Nerdy dirty.
That's our other podcast.
Nerdy and dirty?
Yes.
Are we just dirty?
You just talk about all the fucking creatures William Shatner fucked as Captain Kirk.
Ew.
He fucked a green bitch.
He did?
He did.
Wow. I need to go back and watch this.
Good for him.
Well, okay.
Think about that.
On Star Trek, though, there was all kinds of different type of people.
Yes.
Like, so it's probably normal.
They boldly went where no one had gone before, where no man had gone before.
Well, are you saying, did you call her a green bitch?
She was green.
But, okay. So?
And it was offensive that I called her a bitch because I think she was lovely.
Yeah, I was going to say, why'd you call her a green bitch? What is her name?
Because I'm a white guy. It's terrible.
Oh, boy.
Terrible person.
Well, it's probably just like now. Like, go if you're Kirk, okay, a million years from now, when yes. we're all living in space, there's all kinds, just like when we watched Doesn't Mandalorian matter. Where he yeah. had a fish on board.
Yes.
A frog on board. It's normal to have like other people, other types. A frog, a human frog.
Yes. And there was an attraction.
And if you want to have sex with a human frog and your organs meet up.
Mando didn't fuck the frog. Let's be clear on that.
I'm just saying.
Captain Kirk probably would have.
If your organs all work together, why not?
Exactly.
I don't know. This is just getting weird now.
Which takes us back to the boys when that girl was like raping the deep by putting her fingers in his gills.
She's deep in deep.
She was deep in his gills.
You know, it's funny.
If you aren't watching the boys, you are missing
back
out.
Back on the boys, though, when the Captain America lookalike was having sex with Storm Rager. What the hell's her name? The girl who's trying to take over his position.
Yeah, fuck, I can't remember her name.
Well, anyway, they had a sex scene.
Yep.
And they're both powerful people. And so they're like throwing each other against the wall and breaking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like that Superman movie when they were fighting each other, except they weren't fucking.
How was that just like it then?
Because they were breaking shit because they were two superheroes.
But when you're fighting each other, you're breaking shit.
Fighting.
I don't see.
And then these two people were doing it.
I don't know breaking how that's stuff together, too. But okay.
It's just like that. Just well, like we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you, House of Funk and Strange Fellows, for making two fantastic beverages.
Yeah.
And
I apologize for the Foamer's Folly, but I it's not my favorite. But
it's not for
I'm
us.
I'm sure you make other beers I
they
love.
They do. They absolutely do. They make fantastic beers. And this was a fun theme, and they tried with a bunch of different flavors, and it didn't work out for us, and that's all right.
I don't have a cough anymore, though.
And the other point that I want to make is there's these world of beers out there that you could try, and you keep buying Coors. Budweiser.
I don't think the Coors people are going to watch or listen
to
this.
No, but I'm talking to you people that keep going and buying Budweiser and Coors.
But those people aren't watching because they don't go, I need to watch craft beer
videos. If you drink
Budweiser
and you live in Vancouver, pick this one up and try it.
But I don't think those people are listening to your podcasts.
They might be.
No. They're not. They're shooting guns in her yard.
It's true. Thank you, everyone. To wrap this up, if you could go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review or give us 5 stars, that'll help spread this podcast, A Pint with Friends, with me, Smitty's Brew, and my lovely wife. You can find her on Instagram as StarWhale75. You can send her some notes.
Whoa.
Ask her questions. You can find me. Follow her. She's doing some great, cool stuff on there. Mm-hmm. But if you could leave a review, that just helps people find the podcast. And leave a comment below on YouTube, because this is going to be our first episode going up on YouTube.
I can already answer your question. I'm sorry. We're already weird. I know we're weird.
That is our other podcast called Weird Together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, one last thing. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to us. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on all of the different places. I will link them all down below.
Yeah, and if you go to Anchor...
Anchor.fm/A Pint with Friends, you can leave us a message.
Yeah, there
you can
go.
Record a message and we'll include it on the next episode.
Yeah.
Till next time, thanks for listening and share a pint with friends.
Yay! You're my friend.
Hey, baby. Felt like I should have kissed you there.
What's
that
up?
That might have been weird.
Oh boy, you don't belong on camera.
I don't like this.
You don't like this podcast, or you don't like?
No, I just downed this again and it's spectacular.
Should I do that too? I'm gonna get really drunk because I haven't had really any food.
Let's go eat.